position and some PFMA compliance related issues. The presentation in detail have combined the results for the first quarter of the new financial year and the fourth quarter of the preceding year. A point of emphasis around the activities for the fourth quarter of the previous year is that because in that quarter, in the fourth quarter, we are consolidating work around the APP for the year. There are, you know, trends. We are basically deviating from normal trends as we exit in the quarter. You will see that as well in the financial results that most spending was realized in the fourth quarter compared to the other quarters in the financial year. As well in the interest of time, as also directed by the chairperson, the two slides will be summarizing all subsequent detailed slides. Go back to the previous one. These two slides basically gives a high-level executive summary. In this summary, you can see that during the first quarter of 2016-17 financial year, we had an audit, and much of the work was around audit work. It was also a period in which we are reporting in terms of the PFMA, delivering, submitting financial statements, and the like. As well, I think what can also be taken from the detailed slides is that the commission has, during the course of the two quarters, been working on audit issues, addressing audit action plans, and then there have been successes around those, and then much of the reflections would be contained in the audit report, which we don't have at this particular point in time. Next slide, CEO. Basically from operating activities, these are basically the issues we've got. We've got budget issues in the new financial year. We'll see from the fourth quarter results that we could contain expenditure in the previous financial year. We have spent what we have been allocated to do, but already indications in the new year, we are seeing that we've got spending pressures. We have reported previously that we've got funding challenges. In the preceding presentation by the CEO, there have been mention of existing vacancies. We've got vacancies for positions such as legal officers in three provinces and the like. Despite the fact that we've got vacancies, our spending has been under pressure. The general financial management issues, we basically are compliant as an institution. There's nothing exceptional to be reported to the committee. There are no exceptions. Our control systems are in place. We are implementing audit action plans. Oversight, as the chairperson in his introduction indicated, oversight is taking place. Effectively, we are compliant with the requirements of the PFMA. This slide basically just summarizes the results for the fourth quarter of the preceding year. In that quarter, we spent 20 million, whilst on average spending 7 million per quarter. As we have indicated, the spending is driven by the fact that we are consolidating our heightening activity to ensure that we meet all our APP targets for the year. Revenue, we don't have particular challenges or transfers that were due as the top line. All transfers that were due and receivable from National Treasury have been received. In addition, there have been special grants. We spoke about those particular special grants which were utilized for procurement of ICT infrastructure and some of the vehicles. You can move to the next one. This is basically the full summary of the annual performance, spending performance. We have received everything from National Treasury as reported. Our total expenditure for the full year as of the end of the fourth quarter was 71.5 million. We know that our allocation from National Treasury is 67.7. Some of the monies are coming from our donors. One particular big donor is SABC through the PSAs, public service adverts or announcements. Basically, as we know, the structure of our budget is that COE is the key driver. We have seen that for the full year, 49 million or 68% of the budget was for personnel expenditure, COE. Travel is also a typical, given the nature of our organization, our operations, travel drives expenditure reports, we generate lots of reports and the like. So basically those are the highlighted key expenditure, spending drivers. We can move to the next one. Because we have been allocated 5 minutes to do this, we'll skip. This is just a mere summary. I'll take it that it has been read as well. Financial position. As at the end of the previous financial year, that's the picture. The CGE financial position was sound, healthy. We can see on the right, extreme right-hand block the ratios that measure basically how we are. We are liquid and solvent, the percentages are indicating. The next one, slow. This is basically the cash flow. We have received all the cash, and then we have used most of the cash to run operations. If you look into the cash paid out to stakeholders, personnel and suppliers, around 70 million, but in addition to that, we have used around 4 million to procure property land, being mainly ICT infrastructure. And point of emphasis would be that our cash resources, I mean, previously we used to have a sizable amount of cash in the bank, but that cash is now going down. If you compare cash balances as of 31st March 2015 and the following year, 31st March 2016, you'll see that we held 13 million, but in 2016 we were holding 8 million. So our liquidity is going down. Can you... These are summary reports. In addition to all these other slides, we have submitted to administration detailed reports in the interest of transparency. If you look into the last slide of this presentation, it's a listing of the additional reports that have been provided. Coming back to this slide, this slide just summarizes the results for the current ESS quarter. We have spent 19.9 million against an allocation from National Treasury of 17.5 million. So for the quarter, basically, we are reporting a deficit, spending deficit of 1.5 million. It's a beginning of the anticipated budget pressure, spending pressures. Our point of emphasis among the risks is that we are directly, truly exposed, immediately exposed to funding challenges. And key drivers, as we know, still remains salaries, travel, because this quarter was as well a quarter in which audit was done. Audit fees are classified under professional services. 1.6 million was spent on audit fees during the quarter under review. We can move quickly. Basically, this is also same information presented at the detailed expenditure line item. We can skip it. And our financial position, we are still healthy, we are still a going concern as an institution. However, given the risk that we have indicated, funding risk, this situation might change. And our anticipation is that if we'll be spending at the same rate of spending without any further injection, our full annual budget will be depleted by the end of the third quarter. We're not going to be able to have money available for all the four quarters of the current financial year. To address this particular risk as well, I think the Commission has devised strategies which are cost-containment measures. We've got a strategy which is also subjected to regular oversight by the Finance Committee, but in addition we have a fundraising committee, we've got a fundraising policy that directs the work of the particular committee. The CEO has also mentioned that we look into innovative ways of delivering the services. And corporate services, we have provided additional information, I think, in separate slides and as well as in separate reports which were attached. I'm not going to repeat some of the things that have been mentioned there. One issue to mention is the first bullet around the fact that the National Treasury has now issued an instruction for all entities to procure from a centralized supplier database. We have implemented that, we are doing that. And procurement, I'm just indicating one significant procurement transaction for 900,000 being for the 20-year review. Apart from that, in the current year, we don't have, according to our plan, procurement plan, we don't have major procurement transactions. The CEO on slide 19, the CEO has mentioned that our offices in Eastern Cape have relocated on the 19th of April. There's a second office has been given the benefit of hindsight, has already moved to the Pretoria office, changed address. We are now located in Pretoria CBD, but a different address, accessible to members of the public better than the previous office. We can skip this one. And one of the key activities that have been undertaken in the fourth quarter through into the first quarter of the new financial year were the disposal of excess assets that we had. We had replaced the ICT computers. We have donated those. Some of the donations have been done during the Mandela month. We have handed over those computers to institutions of learning. We have given a full listing basically of the amounts concerned, a number of items that have been donated. And as well, we have also sold off for recycling purposes old redundant obsolete assets. Some of them have been done during March, during the fourth quarter, some into the new financial year. The other issue on slide 22, risk management. We are basically following through on risk management processes as regulated in terms of treasury regulations and instructions. We don't have much emerging as risk. I think at this point in time, the highest risk is on funding issues. And in addition, I think a point of emphasis is to say that we don't have any particular loss or a contingency arising from litigation or fraud or claim by anybody. There's nothing whatsoever to report to the committee. And audit action plans, we are ongoing. We have addressed quite a number of issues from the previous audit. And as well, I mean, because we have received the management letter from the auditors, some of the weaknesses, areas that requires improvement have been highlighted. And then as we go along, we are basically implementing those necessary controls and ensuring that there's at all times full compliance to laws and regulations. And Honorable Chairperson, that's the summary of all the reports. As I've indicated, there are also annexes which gives further information, and there have also been further other supporting reports submitted as well for perusal by the committee. Thank you very much.
Thanks to the CFO for presentation. Honorable members, we've got only 40 minutes to ask questions and clarity. Thereafter, we'll give Honorable Seke, Honorable Chair, Honorable Kaula. Let us.
Thank you very much, Chair. Thank you very much, Chair, and let me thank the CGE team for their presentation. I think we still appreciating and acknowledging the work that they are doing. And I'm hoping that this initial year, 1516, that we will get a clean audit. We came a long way, and that's, I think there's a better way, there's a light actually at the end of the tunnel. So we're hoping for a positive outcome. And Chair, my first question would be the term, I want it to be recorded. I know we have engaged the chairperson when they arrived here, but I want it to be on record so that the portfolio committee can take the matter up. The term of office is ending in January 2015. And so I just wanted to check who are other members or commissioners or members of the CGE, or commissioners actually, whose term is expiring, so that we can take it as a solo committee. The chair did indicate that he wrote the letter to the Speaker of Parliament early this year. But I think that letter we have not yet received that letter. But I know that the Department of Women must be responsible for advertising. So if you can see, we have not yet received or seen that advertisement towards the end of the year. So I'm afraid that we will be caught up in overtime. Hence, Parliament is going for a recess next week, and you know, when we come back, we'll be, our program will be, you know, squeezed a lot, because we'll be doing the VRR, your annual reports, and all those things, so we will not have time. So I think we have to push that later so that we can be able to recommend as early as before November. And the other thing, Chair, is the issue on your 20-year review, your 20-year assessment. I don't know what you call it. The 20-year CGE 20-year review. I know it was budgeted for last year. We spoke a lot about it last year, but we just got information now that it was not yet that's been done. That contract, the CFO just indicated that the tender for that contract was cancelled or has not been finalized. So I just wanted to get the clarity on why. And then the other issue, the CFO just confirmed now that they've in the quarter one, they've exceeded their budget with 1.5 million. And I just want to check, because this surely will have an impact on your second and the third quarter. So I just wanted to check the immediate containment initiative that you are going to do. We know, and we've been discussing as a portfolio committee, that yes, you have a financial constraints, and this is part of our, you know, the responsibility of the portfolio committee to engage the treasury and the preparation committee. Fortunately, next week we'll be meeting the treasury, and this is next week Tuesday, we'll be meeting the treasury, and I think we'll take the matter up. Because we have been complaining, we've been raising it in our budget vote debate, that the budget allocated to state for CGE is less than what other chapter 9 institutions are allocated. So we understand all those things, but what we are trying to say is that you must work within the limited resources that you are using. I think 1.5 million is too much. And then in terms of your budget CFO, in quarter one, your computer services, your internet and your website, we have used 46%. Which for me is too high. It's half of your allocated ICT budget, but you have already used it. Actually, it was used in the fourth quarter. So how are you going to move forward? And media outreach too. You have used more than 100%. 120. When you calculate it, it's 128%. And you just wanted to check what kind of media outreach institutes have you done with the 128% of money that you have used. More especially that you also indicated that you are partnering with your SABC and other stakeholders in terms of media outreach. And the other issue, your printing and your stationery, you have used 79% of your budget. I'm not quite sure this money has been paid to the two tenders that you have approved, and why this work was it outsourced? Printing and national. Why this work was it outsourced? And actually, what is it that you have been printing, or is it the information that you have just presented your policy brief, or what is it that you have been doing in terms of printing and national? And in terms of travel and accommodation, you have lost 35% of the money allocated for quota one, which is above the money allocated for quota one. And how will you make sure that you this does not occur, or how is it going to impact on the second quota? And then the other thing, I just want to check the how much are you paying for rent in the your new offices in the Eastern Cape. I'm raising this because our department of public works they're paying 11 million per month to the public works. So you've been complaining a lot about it, that money is too much based on the quality of the offices that they are accommodated in. So I just want to check how much are you paying for the offices, especially the new ones in Eastern Cape. And then your GC, we had an outstanding disciplinary case of the former chairperson of CGE. How far are you in terms of that case? There's something that's just confusing me, the issue CEO, the issue of the cases, the pending cases from the previous quarter, the number of the pending cases from the previous quarter vis-a-vis the number that you have just highlighted in the second quarter. Because to me, according to the table in page slide 17, the pending cases are 92 in your last quarter. But when you go to the presentation in your fourth quarter, we've got pending cases of more than 300. How much were they? There's 375. And there's somewhere... The numbers are not telling to me. The numbers are not giving me any sense. Yeah, there's five pending for quarter one, 375. And to me, from the previous pending for the previous year financial year, there were 92. But in your slide for the first quarter, you indicated that the files that are brought forward are 375. So I'm just confused in terms of those cases that are transferred to you. And the impact too. When you brought the cases from the previous year to this financial, what is the impact? Because to me, it seems as if you are not moving. In the first quarter, you have said you have received 183, and you have closed 181, but you still have those pending cases more than, to me, it will be 92 as reflected in the table. But in terms of your table, you are saying you still have 317, something that are still pending. So this surely affects your work, and this backlog, according to me. I just want the clarity on that. Chair, thanks. Let me push for now. I'll come back.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you very much, CGE, for the report. I just wanted to ask a few questions. The gender income gap, where do we find it? If you can just give us the details. And then the gender barometer report which you made assessing mining industry. What I wanted to find out is if you can just give us a short story what is there in terms of senior management, women working in the mine? Are we making inroads in terms of getting women into that particular sector? Because it was male-dominated and all that. If we're not making inroads, what should we do? And then, in terms of universities, when you assess them, I don't know, what were you assessing them based? I don't know your questionnaire, because I haven't seen the questionnaire. So if I would have seen the questionnaire, but maybe I'm going to be vague in my approach. But what I want to know about universities is that, in terms of the last, since we started implementing women's equality, 1994 until now, how many women have graduated in these universities, and in terms of male-dominated faculties, how many women are there, or how these women are increasing with the years that we are, people that now acknowledge that we want to affirm women. Are women coming into those? Are they graduating? Are they continuing to take senior positions, like being senior lecturers or deans of faculties or even getting doctorates in those particular faculties and so on? And then political parties, I know, get hands. So that one I know, you just have to force it down their throat. So, maybe on the other, first thought. The first fourth quarter, my questions, most of them are there. It's in slide 11. It says there's an X there. Witchcraft Suspension Suppression Act of 1967, is it still relevant, you know, in terms of our new democracy and all that, or what is entailed in that particular act, because I haven't read the act. And then the next question is in slide, what is this? There's no number yet, this one. Files that talks about opening open and closed files. The Limpopo ones is that the files that were open, the blue represents the open ones. You open the file, but there are still many in case of Limpopo. How many are left, and why do you still have challenges? Because I think that's the only province that the graph is not. It's not going down. And then you go to the next slide, it says no complaints opened in that period. It says gender discrimination. Where do we find this gender discrimination mostly? So that we know how to handle that. And even domestic violence, where do we find it in terms of the cases that you open? Gender-based violence, where is it reported to? Or where do we find it mostly? Is it in a township? Is it in the suburbs? Is it, where do we find these cases that are opened by yourself? And things for restitutions, what are the issues with the restitutions? Because we were thinking that most widows, where land was taken from them and all that, and they are they getting back the land? Well, what are these cases of restitutions that I have brought to you? And the tradition and culture, what are the issues of tradition and culture? Because there's also that, what is that called? Tradition called still? Yeah, that controversial bill, where women are discriminated most. What are the issues that are raised in those issues? And maintenance, even maintenance, what are the issues? Are they complaining about the judges? Are they complaining about procedure when they go and receive the maintenance? Are they complaining about their partners not paying maintenance? what are the issues that they are complaining about? And then the last one. So you still, I'm still digging your methods. And I even said, highlight a little bit, highlight your issues. When you report, you can give an highlight what is happening in those issues. You know, my last one is on the financial issues. The printing and stationers, it's printed twice. You know, in one, you perform 79%, and then in the other one, it's your performance is 1%. It's a report writing, printing, and publishing, and the other one is printing and stationers. What is the difference between the two, so that you can explain it to me? And even with the one that you spend 1%, why did you spend 1% when you're supposed to spend equally in the four quarters? So in the other quarters, it means that you're going to spend an even bit. So Grace is giving me an answer. Since Grace, thank you very much. Grace was answering on your behalf. Thank you.
Bonus Carlos. Ngikubona lo sekhulu lapho ngakhambela. Lo okwamenjela imbuzo eminingi kakhulu. Nginenkinga ka yokusibuza ngisendu kwenzakala kanjani. Isikhalo sami lapha kulentaba yaka legal office. Oqala bengizofuna ukuzwa lo lethi kwakhele en aba ayithi office. Ngangigcine kuqala sakale khona kuhlala isibhedlela nabe sekumukile na. Okwesibili, umuzi wami uthi ngempela kuze wonke lama-province babone ukuthi kufanele abe nabo abhekane. Yini eyenza ukuthi e-KZN bebazi ukuthi kule ndawo sinenkinga enkulu ngangokuthi abantu bayahlukunyezwa ngokocansi and uma ngabe kubaleka yikho indawo ehlukumeza abantu besifazane njengabantu base-KZN. Bogogo baye-arreshwa ngendawo yethu, iy'ngane ziyabo-arreshwa zithathwe ibulawe, kuthathwe izinto zazo zangasese, into enjalo. Kanjalo nalabantu esithi ngesiZulu abantu abamhlophe esigubu. Ukuthi ngempela ngempela yini eyenza ukuthi ungaba o-00 njengoba kwenzeka. Kanjalo futhi bese sibuyela eGoli. I-KZN ma ngase sihlanganise neGoli asikhuluma ngobugebengu, angisho ukuthi ezinye indawo bugebengu akukho. Lezi ndawo zoyi-2 ngokobugebengu ziyefana. Ma nijwayele ukubukela indaba noma nifunda amaphepha hlezi kumangalisa, although ukuthi e-KZN kuhamba phambili. Bayahlukumezeka abantu balapha e-KZN. Ngayo yonke indlela bahlukumezeka nawe ngokomsebenzi uqobo. Behlukunyezwa ngokocansi ngabaqashi babo ukuthi nithini. Nogogo kuyimanje mhlezi ngimtshela ukuthi kunogogo kuyimanje abahlale endlini engeke izizuba ezingavali icabha zabo. Hlezi ngimtshela khona ugogo ngihamba hhayi ukuthi ivenibona ukhuluma ngogogo wamajola. Baningi engalibalela bona abahlala abanye severeleyo ahlezi sezidlungula kodwa kaze ngiyibona kuthiwa namba sebeboshe babathuthelela zindawo kuthiwa place of safety. Yize kokunye-ke nanxa kunento yasothukela ngizocela uxolo nje kancane kadabethu. Khona la ngiye ngibone khona sathina nje basila sibalilente kuzothi abafembe ukuthi thina kuvele kuvunyakala bazuthi nasiyikomiti lakawomen and president ekugcineni kodwa sithole ukuthi akwenzenzeki. Le nto le ngifuna ukwazi ukuthi yini eyenza ukuthi le nto iziyoqhamuka sasoyibona koma-TV le yasothukela eyayithinta izimali ithinde namantombazane ngamabhasari ukuthi ifunayithole kahle izothola ibhasari. Kwenziwa yini izinto zizehambe ziphume ngaphandle thina silazi ngoba leya nto ngenye indlela odonga jabula manje imbona umsonisho ngaphambili esehambe sezama kuyivikela lapha ukuthi akayazi umbuzo ukuthi yayikade ihambe kanjani izofika lapha yami ngoba kuyimanje ngiyesho lela ukuthi ngomhlaka 18 August kunempendulo efanele kuyo or ibuyile and lolu hlelo ngokwami ngibona mina sangathi sishawa ngothanda mbala akaka luzoqhubeka lwendlela nizohlala ngasiqiniseka kunalo ndlela lolu hlelo okugcina ke ngicela indaba yamathemba ngoba phela kana sikhuluma ngabantu besifazane abe namathemba elikhuluma ngawo la anikezwa esifazane ngoba abantu besifazane nalabo abakhubazekile sifuna babona bephathi yalo mzimba esihlala kuwona ma ngabe kunjalo abakuphi nayengeza abakuphi bakuphi nendawo nami imali ewu-4 35.28 ngifuna ukuza ukuthi yona ngabe nayo nayinikeza kona kodwa bese nangipha nesiqinisa ukuthi yangena ezandleni zabantu besifazane na leyo mali ngiyabonga.
Thank you for the presentation. Okay.
In summary, the Honourable Member expressed a concern regarding the legal officer vacancies in KZN, and she questioned whether there were no offices in Salisbury, or if there were offices in Salisbury in Devon, have they moved? Then she questioned about people who have been sexually abused, the women, the children, the elderly who are raped and whose body parts are taken and used and being used for mutilation, especially with people living with albinism. What's happening with regards to them? And then she also made a point that in Gauteng and KZN they have similar crime rates, they have similar levels of abuse or similar levels of crime. And then she also spoke about the elderly women who are living in homes without doors. She then referred to a Gogo Majola and another elderly woman from Vereeniging who were raped, but there were no actions taken against the perpetrators. Then she also touched upon the Uthukela Bakari saga, where girls were rewarded, were given bursaries for being virgins. She then questioned that how did this issue get as far, because the only way they heard about it was when it was on the media, and how did it get that far, and why were not informed about such an issue. She then expressed a complaint about this committee, because this committee seems like it's a rubber stamping committee. And she also expressed the fact that she believed that this program will continue eventually, and she believed that who is being pulled over her eyes. And then last but not least, she spoke about the tenders that are being rewarded. She wanted to know whether specifically these tenders are given to women or women have women own businesses. Are women, are people living with disabilities part of this? And if these tenders are being given to women, where are these women from? What are their businesses? What activities are they engaging themselves in? And then she asked about the 435828 that was rewarded as a tender. Did this tender go towards a woman's business or a woman's initiative? Thank you.
Okay. All right. I'll be brief, thank you. I just wanted to follow on from what was asked previously about witchcraft and witchcraft oppression. I just want to know about what is actually being done where widows very often, or elderly people are very often targeted. They're actually seen now, perhaps, and just losing things a little bit, but then they're branded as witches. Is any action being taken to try and protect people like this? And then also the land issue, where women are very frequently, where widows have all their land and their possessions taken away from them because of the tradition that it has to go back to the family of the husband. One other question, I was just interested when you indicated how many people had been reached. There was an indication that for Gauteng and KZN you had not reached any people. Good that you're concentrating on Mpumalanga and Limpopo, which are very vast rural areas, but there's so many people in Gauteng and KZN, so perhaps I'd like an explanation of that. And then the legal clinics that you have, very important, also the shortage that was mentioned previously. But what do you actually cover? What is the course material? that and what you do within those clinics. And then this perennial problem, which we've all spoken about in the past, the training is inadequate, funding is inadequate in the justice department, in fact, equality courts. Is anything being done about that? And who is actually going to do it? Because it seems to me that it just gets battered around. We speak about it, CGE speaks about it, it comes up everywhere, but I don't know that anything is actually being done. Is this simply a matter of finances from the Treasury, or is there a will to implement and to improve services to our citizens? Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for the presentation. I'm happy with the presentation because it outlines some of the issues we raised before. My question is, I don't have many questions here, more than I want to know about the Eastern Cape offices relocated to the new premises on the 19th of April. Where exactly these offices now operate from? Secondly, the other office in Pretoria, when that office is going to be removed to where? Because you said here the provider contributed the source subdivision, but what is the qualification and for the installation of air conditioning? I'm not sure whether it's still there, that office, or you reallocate in. Secondly, Chair, there's an issue here of the program of campaigning of human rights and gender equity campaign. I'm not sure because we outline here the issue of the community radio, whereby there's no clear information of those programs, when those programs are starting. Thirdly, there's the issue here of the consideration matters. I'm not sure what about this matter is talking about of the consideration matters. Are you going to stop that sterilization, or what exactly is talking about? I just need a clarity around about that. Thank you.
I think it's just maybe last question. The was a 3 million. Money that was supposed to be condoned. I remember the last time CGF met the National Treasurer, so I just wanted to check the outcome of that meeting, is it condoned or not. And then with regards to your interaction with the university on issues of gender, I want to appreciate the work that you have done, and surely you are going to get the reports maybe, or the recommendations if you have interacted with other four universities. I know we were in the oversight in Johannesburg and we attended that, though it was short, but we attended that meeting in Pravutin where we were interacting with stakeholders, universities. And we want to also make a proposal. You have identified some few universities. I know it's you are doing this because of the capacity constraints that you have in the CGE. And we appreciate the Rhodes University, the University of Cape Town, your KZN. We appreciate that you are going to definitely, and we want to add that next financial year, Stellenbosch, yeah, go for Stellenbosch, go for Free State, and go Pretty One Telephone. It was Stellenbosch, it was Free State, yeah. These two. The Rose is part of it. Rose is here. It's part of it now, yes. The University of Natal. The University of Natal. Nelson Mandela. I think we are recommending the three. Yes, Nelson Mandela, University of Cape Town and your Free State University as part of your package come next year. And then the mining, also want to appreciate the work that you are doing, and I think you'll also give us a report, as Honorable Chiu has said. And because as part of our oversight, we are also partnering with the Portfolio Committee on Mining, we are visiting the mining companies. These are the challenges that we are facing, that, you know, that mining industries are male-dominated. We don't see male entering that sector. So we want to get the, you know, the information, the detailed information on what are the findings there for. And I also want to check the criteria that you are using to identify these mining companies. And then the last one, on the Uthuthula Maiden, we received the report, the report is to a table by the speaker, it was referred to this committee by the speaker of this parliament. So the Portfolio Committee has not yet dealt with the matter because we are not around parliament for some time. But as part of our program, I think we'll deal with it before the end of the year. But we want to acknowledge the work that you have done in terms of the discrimination that was done in that university. Lastly, Jay, I think in terms of the National Action Plan, 365 National Action Plan for Violence Against Women and Children, I just want to get a sense of what is it that you're doing that is different to what other departments are doing. Because your Department of Women will talk about it, but you don't see any different, you know, approach. Violence against women, you know, is rife in our country. Day in, day out, we are getting cases of women who are murdered, children who are raped, you know, on a daily basis. So we just want to check what is it, because we have been able to come up with a policy base that identify gaps in the, you know, in the systems. But what is that we are doing differently, other than what social development is doing? You know that for the plan of action, that needs all the departments to be implemented. So what is it that you're doing as CGE? And in terms of the files, for the last one, in terms of the files that you are registered, capturing, there's a column saying others, and the number of cases that are registered as others is high, very high. On other block, on quarter one is 59 surely, on quarter two is more than 70 or 90 somewhere there. So what are those? Can you then unpack what are those other cases that I captured? Thank you, sir.
Hello. Good time. Only 5 minutes. Because we are also going to another meeting at 1 o'clock. On number two, I'm going to give you just 8 seconds.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Mine is on teenage pregnancy. How can we handle that issue? There's that village where the minister went and then they find that 3,000 young men are pregnant. Maybe if we can share ideas on that. The issue on 1 hectare, one woman, can we develop a plan? Because these departments that we want them to give the land to women, they don't have a plan. And that plan should help us to create jobs, to eradicate poverty, to ensure that these women are able to feed their children. And then the other one is the girl's eye issue, the issue of racism, the issue of women oppressing other women. And I don't know if you have cases like those where women report other women that they are discriminating them. How many cases did you get? And in this instance, even in Cape Town, there's another girl's high that is also doing the same thing. Here, they make kids pay money for not speaking English. So, if those cases have come to you, and how you should handle them. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. So, the CTA, I'm going to ask a few questions. As you reported that you are working with the other Chukwuemeka institutions, so how are you collaborating with the Department of Women on implementing the campaigns on human rights and gender equality so as to avoid the duplication?
That's my first question. And the other question is, maybe in future you will give us the outcomes of activities after you have helped your legal clinics as well as other investigations that have been done. And the other question is, can you give us the update of an outcome of a meeting with National Treasury on a recondonment of 33 million rand? And also in future, if you can give us the recommendation that you have made after, with regards to the SONA 2015, if you can give us that report when you come back. And the last question is whether this training manual that you have been talking about has been for, that has been developed for the council will also be used to train the ward committee members. Because we all know that those ward committee members and committee ward members are also working together with councillors on COVID. Thank you. Ma'am, please.
Do you have a slogan at all? Ukuthi obunye basethi nikhumbule sisuke sithunywe umphakathi. Okunye nje bengizokucela sekuncane. Njengoba nikhuluma ngamaklini ekhangekho ethethweni, kunalento ekade iphumile mhlawumbe ngiyibonele TV lento yokukhishwa kweviso okwenziwa yila bantu bokufika lelizwe lethu. La maphosta ahambe kwanamathirela. Thola ukuthi udampini iy'ngane ziyadlala sekuhlangana nembungu, sithi umbungu. Nithini ngale yonto? Baboshwa nini la bantu ngoba ivile eThekwini ukuthi uthi ngihamba kumlando weStreet ngiyabona sekuhenqweni sakwazi ukudlula sekugcwele iy'ngane. Kunamafleti edrobheni aziwayo impela loo nto. Okokugcina ke nakhona yabe imibuzo. Khona udaba olusahlelayo vele. Besifuna ukwazi ukuthi la bafuna ukuthi sichazele ukuthi if nina nikwazi ukulwela abantu besifazane la e-South Africa ngabe abanjani nibalwelayo especially laba abadlwengulwayo baze bashushumbiswe nithini ngodaba lolukakhwezi oluvela loluhlambayo lokuthi inyaphi livuke nina nisenenze nina okwenye uphenyo nazenaphi ngoba bafuna ukwazi abantu ma ngabe mhlawumbe uma ngabe nelungelo lokuthi ungayenza leyo nto yilokho nje kuphela engcele ukuthi ngikudlulise. Ngiyabonga.
Thank you Chairperson. I want long mine is just to touch on the issue of the illegal clinics which deal with these abortions which are not legal. When you go in town, you see in polls there are cards which display that there are people who are doing abortions. And one other thing that is also worrisome is the issue of these abortions that are done. You find that children on the street, they find fetuses, which is a very, very sensitive issue. For an example, in Durban, there are flats which specialize in these abortions. Secondly, as you are dealing with the protection of human rights, what I want to know is what are we doing concerning the issue of crazy? People want to know because this issue keeps on coming up. Thank you very much.
Honorable members, because of time, I don't think the CGE will be able to answer all the questions, but I'll leave it to you to answer such and summarize the response. Thank you.
No, maybe I'll start with that one. I think it's not a difficult one as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's take a CG of the position on the matter.
I'm for check Slal. Yeah, but you're going to be like, I'm going to be like, yeah, look. Let me answer the question.
As the chair, we're not going to be able to respond to all of them. I think we're going to submit a written submission in most of the questions. But could there be started with the issue of quiz? Because I think FG were a national body, and we believe that South Africa were lost, and the disputes for any, for the kind of disputes, courts, if courts are saying, the matter has been settled, FGE, we believe that the matter was settled in court. That is within the constitution. I don't think that anyone touched the case then. So people could raise that issue, but the CGE will think that the matter is settled, unless if people have actually appealed the decision of the court. I think there are other issues, but very quickly, I think these are political issues. I'm going to quickly answer them. It's around the issue of the appointment of the vacancies. There are four vacancies. There are going to be four vacancies already now, the two vacancies for part-time commissioners. Commissioner Hicks, the term ended today. Commissioner Porter applied for his status to be converted to full-time. And now Commissioner Porter is a full-time commissioner. Then we have two part-time positions. And then my term comes to an end in January next year, going to have a full-time position. Commissioner Bumlana's term is coming to an end of May, they are going to have four. But I wrote to the speaker, I think it was February or March this year, just to explain all these issues so that we are able to take this matter forward. And I copied the presidency and also the Ministry for Women in that particular letter. So that matter, and I think those officers are able to deal with it. But I'm just going to have the letter as well. I'm writing again to the speaker so that people can also deal with some of these matters. There's another issue. I think it's important to deal with the issue of the legal officer in KZN. Not that there are no officers, there is an officer in KZN. But a person who was a legal officer resigned, married to somebody who worked in Dubai and had to live in Italy. And we tried to get someone from another office from our fee as well, was assassinated by other organization. And we were trying to bring someone in to assist us. But I think we're on top of the commission. But I think the issue of CASA, which I think is important. We've been in and out of court on this matter, and I chair the Good Governance Committee of the Commission for Children. I've recommended to bring the leaders, let's engage CASA outside the court processes. Because we're spending money on this, a lot of money. And we made an assessment of the absolute matter as well, where we spent about close to 300,000, and after that, people disappeared, we can't find them. So, in our engagement with the former chairperson, is prepared to pay back some portion of the money. But I'm engaging the accounting officer to agree to that, so that at least we can finalize it. So that's why, because the legal route is taking longer, and we don't have money, we're spending money to lawyers, they're spending money, and so on. We might end up, if we're not careful, spending about 2 million trying to chase 200,000. So it's a test-to-two situation. So that's what we're actually embarked on. One thing is pregnancy matter as well, very quickly. When I saw that on television, I immediately sent an SMS to the commission responsible for Northwest and the provincial manager for Northwest. And CG is on top of that. They've met with the district municipality, met with the local municipality, engaged schools and so on. But what we're seeing at CG on that is that the problem is with boys. We must begin to engage boys on this and elderly men to change so that they are able to actually change, because these girls are not doing this to themselves. Somebody else is actually influencing them. So those are critical issues. And I think there are other very important issues in relation to funding at one land and so on. If the team as well on witchcraft, I hope our HOD parliamentary office also talk on whether is witchcraft still relevant now or not. So let me give it to Commissioner and the CEO very quickly, because I was really going to send you a written submission on this matter.
Chairperson, thank you so much. Honorable members, just quickly on this issue of political matter, or the 111 hectare, I can just perhaps preface my comments by saying that it is a good thing indeed that she received the support of this committee in running that particular campaign, to the point where the Portfolio Committee on Rural Development and Land Reform applied pressure on the department to put a program in place. However, the problem in our view lies in the first place in the changing of the name one woman, one hectare to one household, one hectare, because that is going to remove the focus and the centrality of women in the program and the allocation of land. There are political considerations, you know, and also the fact that they are object to target only communal land. There are also political considerations around that. that communal land falls under traditional leases. The Fiji, we are in the process of putting together a critique of one household, one acre of land, which we are hoping to bring to this committee so that you can help us critically as to, you know, to ensure that the critical elements of that campaign are actually captured, you know, in it, especially for its implementation. And of course, we have also some clear ideas about developing a plan, but they will actually be responsible for it. But as our principals can help us also in driving the actual implementation plan, we have certainly very clear ideas as to how to do it. And there are other developments which, in a sense, have taken place in this in the quarter, which falls outside what we are reporting under now. But it's good news. We will report in our next reporting time. We will bring good news on that, on the front of advancing gender equality in land matters. Thank you.
In fact, I give the CEO and the CFO so that they can have their part. I think it was an issue about the media and personal issue, and I think the media is there to inform us, and we're informed by the media, and in terms of the Fiji Act, must take those matters up, and we'll investigate them. And I think that this committee should afford us an opportunity to come and present that, but it would be very important so that to call the ministers to appear before the other interested parties and themselves are able to conclude the matter. Around the issue of I'll call them abortions because there is no choice in this. I think we have a law in South Africa, that's why it was created to actually avoid some of these things. Those countries must be brought, must be reported to institutions like Fiji and the police so they can be brought to book. Chairperson, on the issue of SONA, we're going to resend the presentation because it was sent last year as well. We're going to resend the presentation on SONA. Can I quickly ask him? I've asked the CFO just to speak on printing. In February, yeah, 2016 and 2015.
Thank you, Chair. Firstly, the address for our new offices in Eastern Cape. We are now honorable member. The office for the Eastern Cape is at River Office Park, which is stationed at number 33, Philip Thrain Park, Chislehurst, in Standard. And the cost pertaining to the rental, as well as many part of the framework, our rentals are being administered by DPW directly. Even the budget for rental fees comes from DPW directly. It has not been devolved to the CGE. But rental cost per month on that particular office is 27,000 rand. A month, yes. Covering an area of 350 square meters. So the rate is quite competitive at 77 rand per square meter. And the issue around the irregular spending, so we are still awaiting National Treasury to advise. We have had meetings, engagement. We gave them additional information around that 33 million. What you can also report is that for the 2015-16 financial year, there's no irregular spending whatsoever incurred by the Commission. Some of the questions are relating to printing and stationery. That's the question about report writing, that category where we spend around 1%. The printing and stationery is basically for expenditure that we incur for our own printing. When we buy ink, papers and pens and the like, that is where we book our expenditure. And report writing is where an outside service provider generates reports. So there's glossy reports. That's where we're booking as expenditure. So for the current aspect of our cost control measure strategies, our strategy basically to reduce expenditure is that where we possibly can, we print internally, avoiding using outside printers to print some of the reports.
So the 1% expenditure is because we are still in the process of generating reports, drafting reports. So the expenditure will be incurred at the time when the reports have been finalized. But so far, I think we're having a challenge around our running, day-to-day running on the printing expenditure. But it's an area that is under our control, under management control. So where possible, we cut costs. We encourage people not to print. An example would be we have had a paperless printer this time around. We didn't print any reports for participants in plenary. Everything was distributed electronically, and then we're using our ICT infrastructure to run our own administration. The golden question around the fact that we have generated a deficit of 1.5, what contingency do we have? The only thing we had, honorable members, is our cost containment plan, which we are vigorously implementing, avoiding expenditures of travel. Where we possibly can stop traveling, we hold trade meetings between provinces and like. So where we can contain costs, we do our best. But some of the interventions have also been emphasized by the CEO, smart partner, collaboration with partners, being innovative and the like. However, an underlying fact is that the risk is real. We are in a budget underfunded situation. One question as well around quickly around the tender for the 20-year review. The 20-year review work has been outsourced. I think in the interest of getting the review to be done by an independent outsider. The tender has been already issued and adjudicated, awarded in April of 2016. Work has been commenced with. There's an existing SLA, anticipated delivery or agreed upon delivery of the final report is at the other end of the third quarter around December of this particular year. So the project is underway. We haven't as yet paid a cent to the provider. There are deliverables, and then the project as it was going according to the schedule. So payments are still scheduled for into the future periods, but by the end of December, we shall have incurred the full, upon finalization, we shall have paid the 900,000.
Sorry, CGE, because the time is running out now. I think the question that we are supposed to answer, those remaining questions that you can just write it down. Honorable members, because of time, we apologize to the CGE because we started late to take their time, which was around 45 minutes. Sorry for that. So, therefore, the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.